Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Eris Black.
Your boy Samurai Blade.
What are we back at it again with what?
Another one.
This is LBA, you live by action,
people. Yep, you already know.
You know what I'm saying? We're trying to live by action and we're here for you to motivate you to do the same as well. To this topic is going to be club talk. We ain't talking about the music. We ain't talking about the song.
Nope.
You feel me? This is club talk. And definition of club talk basically is this. Anybody that tells you anything you want to hear at the moment, especially when it comes to working together to doing a business venture, but has no intention at all of going forward with that plan, but they'll tell you everything you want to hear.
You want to hear the example?
Give me the example.
Yo, bro.
I think we could do this, man.
Let's do it. Let's collab. Let's get this money together.
Man. Let's get this paper.
Yo, man. Yo.
Let's get this cheese. You got a
dope idea. Yeah, man. Let's put it together. Yeah, man. All right, yo. Hit me up tomorrow.
Crickets.
Your call has reached the following number. 951. Yo, where you at? I thought we about to make moves.
Ladies and gentlemen,
they
please.
They want you to make the move.
Please be careful of those people, man. They're all wasting your time, and your time is precious. Stop kicking it with club talk niggas. Like, they'll tell you everything. I mean, it does not just work in business ventures. It could go with the same thing in a relationship. You feel me? A guy or girl would tell
girl,
you everything
you
want
to
hear.
Committed to you.
Come on now, girl.
You know I love you.
You do what you want. Come on now. Stop playing with me.
I'm going to change tomorrow.
Hey, I'm trying to braid your hair backwards, baby. What's up?
I got you. I'm going to support us. I promise I won't cheat again.
Let me lick your eyelids. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
club talk.
Club talk. Mm-hmm. We've dealt with that a lot of people. Whether it's photography, whether it's videography, whether it's talking to a producer or engineer, or whether it's a skit. You get what I'm saying? But that's just what we've experienced. But and even in a relationship
I'm
going
to tell them why.
But, yo, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you
why.
You
got the alley-oop.
The only time people come mess with us is due to the fact that they see something we're doing. When you see another doer doing things, you want to get involved. It's like, yo, they putting their ticket in because they view you as a potential lotto. So if things do go well, hey.
Doers are like real life trends, even though, you know, trends are real life. But what I'm trying to get at is this. Damn, okay, you see somebody doing music, and you're like, he's all right. You know that person is doing music, but
you never have a whole studio. You see the whole house.
Exactly. You go, oh, okay, whatever. He's doing music. But as soon as you find out that person, like Sam just said, has a whole crib full of studio equipment, has some hookups in the industry, now you want to mess with him. Oh, bro, I believe in you. Matter of fact,
let's work together, bro.
Yo, I'm going to give him a best example. Best example.
Go ahead. Story time with AB.
Story time.
We're going to get a button for that.
We need a button, bro.
We're going to do a button for story
time. We need some buttons. We need some buttons.
When you hear that noise, when you hear
bang, 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 or whatever. You know it's going to be story time.
We need story time, but we need a lot of buttons.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Buttons coming soon.
End time. Hey, we're going to put the action for it. We're going to live by it. You'll see.
Live by action. Hey, I'm going to start selling shirts, bro.
Hey, live by action, people.
Get that bitch. Hat it.
Hey, y'all think I'm lying. When we start doing merch for LBA and y'all buy some merch, I'm going to get a tatted. Y'all think I'm lying. I'm going to get LBA tatted on my body. Anyways, I digress.
Story time.
All right, I used to do skits, right? I used to do a lot of comedic skits. And, you know, some would get a few likes, you know, a few views here and there. But nothing was breaking the 100 mark. Like, nothing was breaking that. Like, the views, maybe I might get 200. But nothing was breaking that, right? Okay, boom. I did a video, it went viral, and I promise, I kid you not, people from the woodworks, people I used to go to middle school with, high school with, like, yo, I always knew you would do it, man. I believe in you, this and that, because it went viral. It got 60 million views, right? So I'm just like, yo.
It was 16, I thought it was 17.
Probably 17 now, maybe. I don't know. I thought it was 16, but let's just stay with 16, right? 16 million views, right? I had people hitting me on my DM, yo, I almost supported you, this and that. I'm just like, when? Because I wasn't getting that much likes. You feel me? I wasn't getting that much likes. I wasn't getting that much views. And then you know how you could tell on your thing, you could tell who was liking your stuff, who was viewing your stuff. Yo, I didn't see y'all.
Yeah.
So that means you were watching me from afar. Side note, I succeeded.
What Eric's talking about? He's talking about he did a Floyd Mayweather Pacquiao skit. That's when that fight came out.
Yeah, because that fight was like very popular, so it blew up in the Philippines.
We'll save that real story for another one, but just give him the bullet point.
That's basically the bullet point. I mean, like, when I can't say popping, more.
That's when,
like,
when pop I'm popping, up.
That's when, like, everybody's, yo, everybody's, hey, man, that's not I'm with you. And it happens in so many different avenues. You get what I'm saying? Because even when, like, for example, if you have a significant father, a significant other, or anybody in your family that passed away, right? How many people you haven't heard from decades that's talking about my condolences, my this and that, I'm here for you? And you're like, what? What are you talking about?
And you should have been there during the process.
You get what I'm saying? And cause guess what? The same people that said they were there for you, yo, I got you, hit me up anytime. Yo, after the funeral is done and the dead is gone and buried, where are they? They're not there.
It was just a moment.
Just a moment. And that's club the thing. Talk. Club talk. Like, and those club talkers, yo, that they thrive in those moments. They thrive in those moments where it's like, all right, I'm going to say this because it feels good. I'm not really going to do nothing about it. How many club talks do we have, bro? So many people. Bruh, and it ain't that we've done.
I have more club talks than women. I'm going to keep it a buck with you, bro.
Bro.
Like, I have more club talks with dudes than females, bro. Like, than I have females, I should say, bro. Because... that's ridiculous.
That's wild, bro.
Like, if I had to put money for every club talk I got, it would have made up for the mistakes I made in crypto. On God, bro. Like,
yo, go listen to the last podcast. Y'all know what we're talking about.
Go listen to the last one if y'all don't know what we're talking about. The multi-million dollar mistake. That's the part. That was the episode. Go check that out. Because, bro, that's ridiculous. Like, and this is why sometimes it's good not to tell people what you're trying to do. Because they just going to try to either sabotage or join in to try to make it. Because I'm going to give you an example. I always tell my uncle and stuff like that. Our uncle, we could say. Like, nobody want to come in when you got the ingredients to get the bread. When you got the eggs, et cetera, et cetera. Nobody want to come in. But after you put that thing in the oven and it's baked and ready to go.
Tell the truth.
Oh, they ready for it. They, oh, yo, I set aside the plate. I get a plate.
I got the knife. I got the knife
for me. And you.
Nah.
Come on, bro. You wasn't with me shooting at the gym.
Bruh, you don't hunt, you don't eat. Fuck you talking about.
Exactly. You don't say that again. You don't hunt.
You don't eat. Fuck you talking about.
Facts, bro. Like, straight I'm not up, gonna
get that tattoo. I'm about to get a whole bunch of tattoos.
For real, bro.
The scriptures on me.
Yo, the it's, Bible. Bro. If you don't hunt, you don't eat. Come on. Period. Bro. So it's just like, yo, don't come in club top. But continue.
My whole thing with this is right. The reason why we're even bringing this to the forefront is because I feel like a lot of people get long-term club talk. At least with us, it's been maybe, I think the longest somebody ever club talk was like, what, a month maybe? Mm-hmm. A month?
Yeah.
So there's people where this lasts a week or a day, whatever. What I'm trying to get at is, yo, your time is precious. Do not let anybody club talk you. Because even at a job, how many times, I'm sure you've been at a job, your boss promised you a raise. That's club talking.
Yep.
Yeah, you know.
Just to get you to work harder.
Yo, just to make you work harder, man. And then when if I give you a raise, it's a 10 cents raise. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, that's what happened to you then.
Yeah.
Tell them the story when you were managing Pizza Hut.
I was managing this branch, right? Pizza Hut. I was any customer that's ever been there, I made it memorable. To the point that customers would not come if I was not working. So I say, hey, look, I'm bringing customers to you. The store has never been better than this since it's been open. You get what I'm saying? Yo, give me some. Let me get a raise. I didn't even ask for much. A dollar. Maybe $1.50. Them niggas say, yeah, we got
and
you.
Even that, that's not even that much.
Even, that's
plus
what I'm
Uncle
saying.
Sam get his little piece.
Come
so
on, bro.
Cut that.
Even
really
a dollar is not a lot. Because if you think about it, if I'm getting, I think I was getting $10 at the time. So if I get an extra dollar an hour, I'm just making $8 if I work an 8-hour shift. So it's not, you know what I'm saying? So in the same, I was devaluing myself. And to further prove my point with this whole club talk, he's like, yeah, we got you, this and that. Every year we do evaluation, this and that. We got you. Evaluation came, it was out of fours. I got fours on everything. Got a 10 cents raise at the end of the year. I work a whole year, my ass off. Actually, I was working for them for 2-3 years, working my ass off. For a 10 cents raised. And the thing with that is, like, you have to be working for them 2 years or more for you to start getting the option to get evaluated. Evaluated. I feel like I'm saying
evaluated.
What he said. And then and you have to work at least 2 years for that. And then finally, I was able to get it, and then boom, 10 cents.
And that's disrespectful. This is why me and Eris, we just be like, yo, is my time worth the time I get paid? like the amount I get paid. And this is why, like, I wasn't really tripping. Like, yo, just give me my little 30, 40 hours as long as my bills get paid. Cool. I'm gonna focus my energy on other things.
What I actually want to do, my passion.
Yeah, like I might not get paid up front right now. Like currently, right now, we might not get paid up front, but we creating a foundation. We planting that seed so it can sprout and it can grow and blossom and end up having fruits. That's why you have the whole fruits of our labor. Like, we're not getting money from doing this.
Or not.
And that's fine. Because guess what? I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying expressing myself to the audience that actually needed to understand where I'm coming from. Because look at the times we're living in right now. Yo, that 10 cents would not help you during COVID times.
I know.
Like, yo, creativity should be at an all-time high. Self-learning should be at an all-time high. Because it's just like, yo, you got to figure out ways. Like, I had this one lady. Mm. I forgot her name. It don't matter. But she started making masks to make money.
Let's call her Miss Johnson.
Yeah, let's call her Miss Johnson. She was making masks because she was sewing. And she was making more money doing that than her regular 9-to-5.
That's crazy. At
your regular, I can't say whatever, but I forgot the name. But she was getting minimum wage. And she made more money selling little $5 masks when it was trending than what she did her whole career working at 9-to-5.
That's brazy. Yeah, that's brazy.
Like, it makes you think, like, yo, what's my value? Like, but I'm kind of glad this situation's happening. And I'm on, like, I know I'm drifting off this club talk. It's like, yo, it made everybody just slow down and realize their self-worth. But sometimes,
how important it was.
You know, yeah, but at the same time, it kind of made people have to face their demons.
That's true.
Because that's another thing we could talk about. That'll be probably the next one. Like,
maybe. Why not?
COVID really made people have to deal with their demons, because guess what? We were occupied with our 9-to-5, even though we hated it. That was a distraction. Our shows was a distraction. Boom. Going to the club, going out to eat, going to the movie, it was all a distraction so we could avoid our demons. And then you wonder, it's like, damn, man, next year, maybe next year. And then 5 years go by and you're like, yo, where the time go, man? What am I doing with my life? Yo, you're not taking the time to hold yourself accountable for the now, because everybody's thinking about the future or they pass. But now focus on the present to create a better future.
That's nice.
So that's that little side thing. But the club talk is just like, look, we ourselves realize, like, maybe it's our surroundings. As much as we talking about these people that be like, yo, club talking us, maybe it's us. It's like that girl saying, yo, I keep running to these bad dudes. Maybe it's you. Maybe you are a magnet to make these dudes want to approach you because what you're wearing, the way your posture, and I think the way our energy is just like people looking at us like it's a come up.
Maybe,
I'm gonna get to the point. I'm gonna give it to you. Because now, since I stepped out, because I joined Kenny Beats Discord now, I've found more producers and engineers who want to help me and eliminate my job, which creates less stress so I can stay focused on my one thing. And that's ultimately our biggest problem throughout ever. But I met this, you know, European producer, mad cool. He's from the Netherlands. I don't know if that's still part of Europe, so excuse me, I don't know. But yeah, so him, he started working on me, working on my track. Everything turned out beautiful. Less work for me, and I can focus. Ain't no club talk. It was just two genuine people from polar opposite areas of the world. I'm talking to somebody in the Netherlands. Not nobody down the street that I did. Not nobody like couple cities, couple blocks. This is in another country. And he managed to get things done better than 99% of the people I worked with. And I'm not going to lie. Here's the other thing too. That's why club talk don't work too. The best way to create a good friendship or what's the thing I say? The best way to create trust is through transactions.
True.
You ain't gonna respect me if I don't pay you. You know how many times people try to get free stuff from us? Hence the whole club talk. Go ahead, AB.
What I was gonna get at is something you said earlier when you said maybe it's how we look or dress, whatever it is that's attracting us, like those type of people. When you were comparing it to how a female's like, why do I keep attracting these bad dudes? I don't think it's that we look like a come up. I think it's just we're too welcoming. That's just what it is. They're easy to come up, this and that. It's because, like, we have this thing where we love human beings, so we just treat everybody as if, like, yo, you were a distant cousin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we try to treat everybody like family, and then we're not. And like playing, and keep it real.
And to a certain degree, that's great. No, that's great. Don't get me wrong. But to a certain degree, it becomes a bit of a curse, because it's like, damn, you should not give everybody that energy. And then that's what we're learning as well.
Yep.
Because I could compare it to the same thing you said about a female. Damn, why keep attracting these type of niggas? Because you keep giving these type of niggas attention. You keep giving these type of niggas the time of your day when you shouldn't. Even once you see the signs, yo, dip. You get what I'm saying? When you, this nigga club talking, I'm gone. You feel me? Oh, this female club talking, all right, I'm gone. So nowadays, I'm quick to tell you, nah, I'm good. You get what I'm saying? You know how many people I come, hey man, yo, I got this new business. Nah, I've heard it before. Because once I agree to it, I know exactly what it, oh, okay, you're doing that pyramid thing. Okay, boom. Yeah, bro, I'm doing this new thing with Prime America. Nah, bro, I'm good. No, bro, I'm doing this. Nah, I'm good, bro. If that's how you want to hustle and that makes you happy, yo, proceed. But that's not for me. You get what I'm saying? Nah, bro, trust me, bro. This about to be da da da. This about to be. It's the new thing. It's the nah, man. Nah, I'm good. You feel me? That was like what, 10 seconds, 30 seconds. I keep it pushing. I didn't give you that much of my time.
Don't be afraid to say no. That's my biggest problem too, saying no to people and stuff like that. Cause I ain't want to deal with no confrontation. But then at the same time, it's like, yo, you can't whoop me. So what am I afraid? I'm a grown ass man. What, you gonna beat me? Like,
exactly. You can't beat me. Come on, man.
Yeah, bro. But so what's the moral?
Yeah.
What's
the moral of the day? Or the gem of the day is beware of club talkers, because your time is extremely precious and you should treat it as such. Hold your time close to you and beware of club talkers, because they're all around you.
Yeah. Just read the room. Read the energy. Read
the room. That is the gem of the day. Beware of club talkers. This is your boy, Eris Black.
It's your boy, Samurai Blade.
And we'll be back with another one until everybody know us. Yeah, all right? Facts. That's what I'm on. I want Ellen DeGeneres Black to invite Blade, me to baby. Her show, and I could watch her do that weird dance. What you talking about?
You talking about Ellen? Hey, please. Share, like, if you're on iTunes. Rate us. Give us that 5 Rate stars.
Come on, give me the 5, man. I just need that little 5.
Black Lives Matter. Come on. Nah, let me stop. That's lame. All right, but support us, though. For real.
All right, man. Once again, it's Eris Black.
It's your boy, Samurai Blade.
I am out.
Peace.